Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name, in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
This is an addendum to part one of the Law of Silence. The time for observing the Law of Silence is not a one-time-fit-all. The official time for observing the law, or part one of the Law of Silence, is from 11:30 a.m. 12:01 p.m. on Sundays, and that time applies to where you are. That is Sundays 11:30 a.m. to 12:01 p.m. where you are. For those churches that have two services on Sundays, the second official time is 12:30 p.m. to 1:01 p.m. At the official ending service time given above, the people should get up and leave. They may speak only after exiting the building. I want to read this one more time because I gave it yesterday, but when I listened, played the tape back or went to Lawmaster Archives to listen to the program aired yesterday, I realized that some of the words were not picked up by the microphone. Therefore, I'm doing this again at this time. So let me do it one more time, just in case something didn't get picked up this time, the first time. This is an addendum to part one of the Law of Silence. The official time for observing of the Law of Silence is not a one-time-fit-all. The official time for observing part one of the Law of Silence is Sundays, 11:30 a.m. to 12:01 p.m., where you are. For those churches that have two services on Sundays, the second official time is still Sundays, 12:30 p.m. to 1:01 p.m. The official ending service time given above, the people should get up and leave. They may speak only after exiting the building. So now, having done that, and I hope everything got picked up, I hope it's clear and understandable. At this time now, I will speak with regard to the Israelites. The Israelites. the AVB's Israelites. First, I want to say that the AVB/KJV's Israelites are black people. They are black people. They are not biracials. They are not Gentiles or anything else. They are black people. They are the people. They are the same, or they are the descendants. Let's put it like that. Today's Israelites are the descendants of those who were taken into captivity, all right, and spread abroad by the Gentiles in the nations of the Gentiles. The United States of America and the UK are two examples of nations of the Gentiles. Okay? Israelites are black people. When the Gentiles invaded the land of the black people, they did just that. They invaded the land of the black people. Okay? So let me give these statements here. And this all has to do with the Israelites, the true Israelites, the descendants of the original Israelites who were taken into captivity by the papacy and Gentiles and spread abroad in the nations of the Gentiles. Okay, 1, Amos chapter 7, verse 11 says, Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land. Okay. I may have said that first. Let me say it again. And then, I didn't say this at first. The Israel over there in the Middle East is not the Bible's Israel. Okay? It is not the Israel of which the AVB/KJV speaks of. The Israel over there in the Middle East is a sham. It is a sham. That's what it is. The Gentiles want you to believe and think that it is the Israel spoken of in the AVB/KJV, but it is not. Israel of the Middle East is set up as a sham or with the intent of deceiving others. Okay? With the intent of deceiving others. The Middle East Israel is a sham. Exodus. So, back to Amos chapter 7, verse 11. Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land. That happened. It happened. Now, these things may have been written after it happened, after the Gentile conquest of black people, it may have happened before. Nevertheless, we know this, that the Gentiles invaded the land of the black people, and they took a portion, a remnant, captive. And that captive, those captives were led out of their own land. Exodus chapter 5, verse 12 tells us, it says, so the people were scattered abroad. We know that there is one people that fit this thing, and that's black people. Black people are the ones in the nations of the Gentiles are the only people who are scattered abroad, and that was not their will. Scattered abroad by enemies. That's black people. That is black people in the United States. That is black people in the UK. and other nations of the Gentiles. Gentiles, alias Israelites. And the Bible calls these people who were defeated by the Gentiles and were led into captivity by the Gentiles. It calls them Israelites. It refers to them by the name Israel and Israelites. Okay. So, black people in America and the UK have a name. They have a real name. And that name is Israelites. Okay? Some may want to say Israelites. I say Israelites. Okay. Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land. That has happened. The people were scattered abroad. These things are talking about black people who have been scattered abroad by the Gentiles and the papacy. Esther chapter 3, verse 8 says this: there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the Gentiles. The statement may have read dispersed among the people. Okay. I wrote Gentiles. Anyway, the people, black people, have been dispersed by the papacy and the Gentiles, and they are dispersed in the nations belonging to the Gentiles. So we have black people scattered abroad and dispersed among the Gentiles, just as you have here in America and just as you have in the UK. But these two nations are not the only two, as I said, the nations of the Gentiles. I use the UK and USA only as examples. Psalm 107 verse 39 says this: they are diminished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. This brought low catches my eye. You can't be brought low if you are not already. I'm sorry, you can't be brought low if you are already low. Can be brought low if you are higher. Okay? So, the statement says about the Israelites, they are brought low. Yes. We've been humiliated. They only scattered us, but they did evil to us. I mean, something's unimaginable. You're talking about, let me just stick with the script here. Okay, so the Israelites were defeated in battle. And get this now. Black people did not sell black people out to the Gentiles. What happened is the Gentiles combined, first of all, they conspired against the black people. They came together and they conspired against black people. They conspired to make war with them, overcome them, and kill them. This information is in the AVB/KJV. This information is also in Lawmaster Archives, because I believe I've spoken on it before. Okay? And I've even spoken on it on Twitter. Do follow me on Twitter. And always make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place, the place where you go to get the truth. the place where you go or the place to go in order to get the truth of Bible content. Okay, defeated in battle by the Gentile armies, the Israelites were, as other black people were, scattered abroad and dispersed among the Gentiles, the enemy, those who did scatter us abroad. 107, verse 39, Book of Psalm, I said, they are ministered and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. And most of you know about the enslavement of black people, unfair, undue treatment, you know, the horrors of slavery, the evil doing of the Gentiles against black people. Brought low. Psalm 106, verse 41 says, and they that hated them ruled over them. All of these things fit the Israelites. The Israelites, those blacks who have been scattered abroad among the nations of the Gentiles, are still ruled over by their enemies, the papacy and the Gentiles. Know this, the papacy did not play a small role or part in the Gentiles' conquest of black people and enslavement of black people. The papacy did not play any small part. Their role was that of leadership. The papacy, Rome, Italy, led the Gentiles into their conquest of black people. The papacy gave the orders to the Gentiles to combine their armies, make war against the black people, overcome them, and kill them. Okay. Those were the orders that came down from the papacy. And the orders were also to take a remnant into captivity. They killed so many of us. They murdered so many of us. But let's stick to the script. Mingled and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow, they that hated them ruled over them. I look forward to the day when the Israelites, black people in the United States of America, those in the UK, etc., are no longer ruled over by their enemy, the papacy and Gentiles, but are in their own land, having full independence, governing themselves, and just doing as they should. Okay? The Israelites, I look forward to the day when the Israelites are in a land that they can call their very own. They that hated them rule over them. I look forward to the day when that is over. But what is happening right now is just these things that I'm reading. Black people, the Israelites, that is, are in captivity. They've been scattered abroad in the nations of the Gentiles. They are dispersed among the Gentiles. They have been brought low, and they are ruled over by those who hate them. That's the state of black people in the nations of the Gentiles. The United States of America is one such nation. But just Just think about that. The word says, they that hated them, they are still hating. The statement is in the past tense, but that the Gentiles have toward black people and expressed toward black people. That's still going on today. The past tense has not happened yet. It has not come yet. Okay? They that hated them ruled over them. They that hate them ruled over them to this very day. The hate has not stopped. The hatred, their hatred, the enemy's hatred has not come to an end. And you know who the enemy is. The enemy is the papacy. Those are the papacy and the Gentiles, alias white people. Now, these are things that are taught in the Bible. These are not my thoughts on the matter. I'm showing you things from the Bible, from the Authorized Version Bible, which is also called King James Version, King James Version Bible, okay? And at times, most times, I just say AVB for Authorized Version Bible, /AJV for King James Bible, because they are one and the same. The Authorized Version Bible is also called King James Version, okay? Yeah, that's really something to know that the Bible acknowledges the fact. It acknowledges the hatred that the papacy and Gentiles have toward people they conquered, the black people they cast into captivity, the black people they are still holding in captivity to this very day. Black people in America are being held in captivity. Black people in the UK, the United Kingdom, are still held in captivity to this very day. It's not right. The Bible calls for an end. The Bible gives an end to it. The Bible calls for an end of the captivity. And that is a part of the law of righteousness, the Gentiles' law of righteousness, which they, according to the Bible, must do. They must fulfill the law of righteousness. That's what the Bible says. Okay. The Bible is a law book. Remember that. It's not a religious book at all. And the Bible I'm talking about is the Authorized Version / King James Version, the AVB / KJV. That's the Bible I'm talking about. That's the book of authority. It has authority over the Gentiles. The Gentiles want you to think it's a religious book. No. They know it is a law book. The Bible, the AVB / KJV, is not a religious book at all. Know that. Know that. It's not a religious book at all. Yes, they use it in the church. They use it in the church deceitfully. Okay? Deceit. Deceitfully. The Bible is a law book. The Gentiles know that, but they don't tell you that. But I'm telling you that. And I'm showing you the law that's in it. You know, the Law Master Archives. The Bible is a law book. AVB / KJV. Okay, moving on. They that hated them still hate them to this very day. Psalm 106, verse 42. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. we are black people in America, in the UK, are subject to the Gentiles. That's not a good thing. I want to say to black people, it doesn't matter, black people in America, in the UK, and other places like them, it doesn't matter how good the enemy treats you, they still see you as captives. They still hate you. The hate has not ended. The captivity has not ended. They are still holding you in captivity. Black people have this thing about slavery, as though everything was made right when the Gentiles abolished slavery. What about the captivity? What about the captivity? Black people were led into captivity. They were taken into captivity by the papacy and Gentiles, and they were enslaved by the papacy and the Gentiles. Those two things, those are two separate and different things, being in captivity and being made a slave, doing slave labor. Those are two different things, the captivity. You can be in captivity and not be made to do slave labor. You can do slave labor, okay? For the most part, I guess, if you're doing slave labor, that means somebody's holding you captive, okay? In some kind of way, you're captive, you know. But you can be a captive and not do slave labor, just like it is today at this present time. The black captives are not made to are not made to be to serve as slaves. Okay. Yes, we take low paying jobs, this and that, and all like that. But I must add, today many blacks have high paying jobs, and as old folks say, highfalutin jobs. We haven't arrived. Black people have been captives ever since the Gentiles conquered them. They're still captives to this very day. I can't see how black people are not talking and saying, hey, we are in captivity. We're not in our own land. Why? Okay. So they wage war against us, they conquered us, but why are we still in their land? That's because you're still in captivity. They're still holding you in captivity. The Gentiles and papacy are still denying you your very own independence. Let me finish these statements here. Psalm 106, verse 42, their enemies. The enemies are the papacy and the Gentiles. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Psalm 106, verse 44, he regarded their affliction. Which is a reference to the Lord God, Kamiel Hart, regarded their affliction. That's Psalm 106, verse 44. He regarded their affliction. This is evidence that I have regarded my people's affliction. Psalm 106, verse 46, all those that carried them captives, the Gentiles. The captives is a reference to the black people, who the Bible calls Israelites. Deuteronomy 28, verse 41, they shall go into captivity. Obviously, black people have gone into captivity. The thing is, they are still in captivity. It has not ceased. It has not ended. Hosea 8, verse 8, Israel is swallowed up. Notice the word, the name Israel is swallowed up. Defeated, crushed in battle, Israel is swallowed up. Now shall they be among the Gentiles. And that's where the Israelites still are to this very day, among the Gentiles, their enemies. The papacy and Gentiles, their enemies. Okay. Yes, and I want to emphasize this before I go off, that the Gentiles, or alias white people, did not go into the land of the black without a plan and on their own, you know. A Gentile wanted to go and catch a black person and make a slave of them. No, the Gentiles combined their military forces. Those military forces, or that military force, went in and invaded the land of the black people. The conquest, the Gentiles' conquest, was a military conquest. They, you know, you may hear black people sold out their own. No, that did not happen. Gentiles didn't go asking any black people to help them catch some black people. No. They sent their military forces in there, and their military forces went in there slaughtering black people and all. And you know the rest. We lost the battle. They made war against us with the intent of killing us, because the commandment said, make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. Now, you need to look up the definition of kill. Kill has several definitions, and I've spoken on this maybe on Twitter and earlier on in Lawmaster Archives. That's why I say make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Much information is there. Much need-to-know information is there. So don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place, and know the official times for observing part one